For go-getters and just going to betters, it's the Pre-W Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W Smith Show. Wait a second, who's going to bed right now? Cameron Knox bringing us in. Go-getters. We're go-getters, that's for sure. But it's Friday, so there's a little bit less go-getting going around on Friday morning, that's for sure. We're starting to think about the weekend. And again, we mentioned in the opening segment of our show this morning, you know, nothing like summer in Michigan.
It's the best.
It's the best, Mark Pastoria. I mean, whether you go to a Tigers game, even if it's the 22 version of the Tigers, it's still an amazing experience to get out there and be part of it. Whether you go to, you know, the various access to water, whether you're boating this weekend,
yeah,
you know, fishing, whatever it may be, we live in an amazing state. And just as significant as the Rocky Mountains are to Colorado, we've got the Great Lakes. It's awesome. And beyond the Great Lakes, we've got all this inland lake, you know, whether it's a small lake here, an inland lake in the state of Michigan. It's unbelievable. Michigan is an unbelievable place to live and work. We know that. For those of us who know, we know. And part of the experience of being here in Michigan is access to our parks, the park system here in the state of Michigan, even extending out to overseeing the lighthouses here in the state, part of our culture. Nothing like looking out at a lighthouse on the Great Lakes. It's an amazing beacon of our experience and our lifestyle here in the state, our access to water. And so we've got the DNR, which oversees our park system, the Department of Natural Resources here in the state of Michigan. And we've got good news as it relates to our parks. If you're thinking about your weekend, you're going to be headed to one of the parks in the state. Look, those parks, they have to be taken care of. They've got to be maintained in order to have the same kind of experience we've become accustomed to here in the state of Michigan. It's all about money, guys, right? Well, we've got money coming into the state of Michigan to help improve and beautify and enhance and maintain our parks here in the state of Michigan. We're happy about that. And we've got right here on the Pre-W Smith Show, Ron Olson, the DNR Parks and Recreation Chief, to tell us about the new money coming in and how it's going to be allocated to improve and maintain our park system here in the state of Michigan. Ron.
Well, quite some time ago, Governor Whitmer recommended or made a proposal for some of the what's called ARPA funds, or recovery funds that came from the federal government through the rebuild program. And the state received approximately $8 billion primarily to do many things, and of which infrastructure was a primary goal. And as a carve out of that, for a long time, we have a list of needed projects. In fact, when I came in 2005, we started building a list of needs that we had and did a full assessments, and we were running around close to $300 million worth of infrastructure to rehabilitate, update, and make more accessible our variety of our 103 state parks. So from that, the proposal was made by the governor for $250 million and went to the legislature, and it was overwhelmingly adopted by both the Senate and the House, and was adopted, and the majority of it will be utilized for state park rehabilitations.
Yeah, and that's really great news. We love our state parks, and one of the, you know, special things about the state of Michigan is the beauty of our parks and the ability for people to get out in nature and experience these parks, and, you know, relatively close to home. And so tell us, let's review which parks are going to get attention first. Now, as I understand it, a green light has already been granted to start spending this money, $16 million of it. And this will be for projects in various counties, Bay, Sheboygan, Delta, Iosco, Mackinac, Monroe, Ontonagon, Saginaw, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties. Is that correct?
Yes. These are what we refer to as shovel-ready projects. These are projects that had already had some design work had been done, and we decided to put those forward to get those moving as quickly as we can, because we have to have the funds obligated by 2024 and spent by the end of 2026. So the areas that you mentioned will get rolling first, and then on the heels of that, there'll be another series of projects, and those will be phased out because all the funds are now approved and available. We just have to put the projects out and seek bids, and the next phase will be those that require engineering and design work prior to them being able to be bid. But these projects that were mentioned, the shovel-ready, are ones that have already been designed.
Yeah, very good. Let's give some specifics here. Like, for example, Bay City State Park. $1.5 million of the 16, is that correct? Allocated to refresh and renovate the interior and exterior of the Saginaw Bay Visitor Center.
That's right. And that's a good example. That's a very important facility that's at Bay City State Park. And that is one of the most heavily visited interpretive centers, a lot of engagement with public schools, et cetera. It's very old and needs to be modernized for sure. Some other areas, for example, in Sheboygan, we have a lot of examples of things that are chronically needed to be done in many of the parks, and that is modernizing electric system, modernizing the water distribution system, and then doing sewer and sewer system upgrades and things like that so that we can operate the park. Parks are like small cities in a way, and where you have utility systems and electric systems and roads and all of those sorts of things. So that's an example of another location that is in need.
Yeah, and some other really cool and notable projects here included in the program. The Tawas Point State Park will be included to repair the lighthouse there. So even as far ranging as funds being allocated to repair lighthouses.
Yes, these are historic, very iconic features that are part of the history and the culture of many of these areas. And that's kind of a cool place because we do allow people to volunteer, and they actually rent the resident quarters there, and then they volunteer. And people love to go in and learn about lighthouses and the history and all of that. So that's something that we must, and we're stewards of these historic places. So that's another example of the diversity of things that we have to care for, but it's all part of the infrastructure and trying to keep balance across the board.
Yeah, and then closer to home, just to mention one, the Sterling State Parks Heritage Trail in Monroe County is part of the program. Another Belle Isle Park, Wayne County, actually getting $7.5 million to remove lead paint and replace both the glass and upper steel structure members that support the upper dome in the Palm House of the Anna Scripps Whitcomb Conservatory. These are treasures here in the state of Michigan, and finally getting the attention they deserve and the funding they deserve in order to keep them in their magnificent state that we've become accustomed to having them in.
Exactly. And it just shows you the variety of things. One of the things I will mention, as we do make improvements, particularly to buildings and that, is to make them accessible and bring them up to ADA standards. But we are striving to go beyond that, and we refer to it as universal accessibility. So this gives us a real chance to really modernize and bring things up to current day standard.
Yeah, and the parks are seeing a major increase in visitation, aren't they? So this couldn't come at a better time.
That's right. We had a jump with the unfortunate COVID onslaught of the whole world seemed to change in 2020. And one thing that did happen is people sought refuge in our parks, and we had a 30% increase in our visitation over that 2020 year into 2021. And we went from 28 million visitors to approximately 35 million in just that year and a half or 2 years span of time. So it clearly also puts more pressure on the infrastructure, particularly those that were aging and were not up to standard as well.
Yeah, well, Ron Olson, DNR Parks and Recreation Chief, we really appreciate the initiative and the effort on our behalf to keep our parks beautiful. We appreciate you coming on and telling us about the program and wishing you good luck. And we look forward to enjoying these parks for years to come. Appreciate it, Ron.
Thank you very much.
All right, back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.